The Mole from the Ministry. That's the Dukes of Stratosphere from their album. It's 25 o'clock. We have the voice and the guitar of the Dukes with us now, Sir John Johns. Welcome along to Saturday Live.
Yes, sir. Oh,
thanks for coming in today. It strikes me, you know, John, that in a way your music's a little bit old-fashioned.
What's fashion? I mean,
do you measure fashion in the width of your flares? I mean, that's what it is to a lot of people.
If you've got, like, very wide flares, you're fashionable, but if your flares are just slightly less wide, and then, you know, you're out. We don't always wear flares, I'd like to say that. Or, in fact, you know, we don't always wear trousers.
Why haven't we heard of you before? Because you've been around for some years, haven't you?
We've spent a long time kind of getting our music together. There's an old-fashioned phrase, I believe, getting it together. But, yes, we all come from the Hereford area, and we've been rehearsing and practicing there, for quite a while.
Is it difficult to get your head together?
No, we just relax and think of colours.
So what are your major influences?
Well, things like
Pink Floyd's first album, that's a big influence.
Sid Barrett.
The Electric Prunes.
Keith West's Tomorrow.
Sweets. We take a lot of sweets.
Sweets?
Mm-hmm. Acid Spangles, Acid Drops. Kind of colourful sweets, you know. We like TV. We watch a lot of TV.
Things like
D-Time. Adamant was a favourite. I mean, people say that TV rots your brain. I mean, this is not true. TV is very educational. Like, how many people, Richard, have sussed out that Bill and Ben, the flower pot men, right? I mean, the script for that. Bill and Ben, when they talk, they're merely reciting the Tibetan Book of the Dead.
Hey, you know, some of the more scurrilous members of the press, they have noticed some sort of links between your music, say in The Moles from the Ministry, and that other great psychedelic group of the 60s, the Beatles. I mean, the Moles have been likened to the Walruses, if you see my point.
Well, I think that's just one of life's
sort of heavier coincidences. I mean, besides, why victimise the Dukes? Like, when are you going to ask John Lennon, why is I Am the Walrus? I mean, why does that sound like the Mole from the Ministry? When are you going to ask him that?
Well, John Lennon, of course, was a child of the 60s. But when exactly? How old are you? I mean, are you from that era?
How old am I? Well, ageless, really. How old are the stones at Avebury, or, you know, how old is a fruit fly? It's, you know, it's all relevant. I mean, does anyone ask how old the Silver Surfer is?
How did you actually get this deal with Virgin?
Well, a couple of young execs from Virgin, I suppose that's what they are, they were actually staying at one of those drink rehabilitation centres, which we have one of those in our area.
And a couple of them snuck out one night to go down to the pub. We just happened to be playing there in the pub. They said some nice things. They said we took them back to their youth. I mean, I don't think we sound like Skiffle at all.
They've even given you the original Virgin logo, haven't they? It's pretty amazing packaging.
Yeah, we asked for that.
The cover of the LP, by the way, is quite mind-blowing, is the only term, I feel.
Do you want to show it to the mic?
Yeah, there you go. Amazing.
People who are tuned in will have seen that.
Is this an ongoing deal? Will you be doing more albums?
I think so. I don't know which way we're going to go.
A concept album?
We thought about that. I'm very interested in kitchen furniture. I don't know if this is going to reflect in the music.
On the current album, do you have a favourite song at all?
I think my favourite song is probably Your Gold Dress.
Why is that?
I don't know, it's like a fetish sort of thing with me.
The dress?
Yeah, well, the thing, you see, it was inspired by a conversation I once had with one of my girlfriend's dresses.
Because clothes can talk, you know.
I mean, if you're tuned into their wavelength, they really have something to say.
I know they're doing experiments in laboratories right now, getting articles of clothes to chat quite freely. I mean, in the near future, well, who knows, by the time America has a black female president, you know, England's prime minister could be a pair of rugby shorts.
Your music, obviously psychedelic. What do you feel about the punk scene, the new wave music that came up during the 70s? You know, bands like The Damned, XTC, The Sex Pistols.
That music really wasn't beautiful enough for me.
I find it rather negative. Because I like music to be, like, multicoloured, you know.
And many-faceted, and it was rather black and...
And doomy. So I
try not to listen
to that. I mean, some of those groups are just too...
Too negative.
How did your group get together?
Well,
Like, the first time we ever met each other, we actually all... We caught each other robbing the collection plate of the church youth club simultaneously, so that was our first meeting. Then later I happened to lend Cornelius...
My model airplane enamel, so he could paint a map of Atlantis on his guitar.
And from then, there, it was just like patoof, you know, the band seemed to happen out of nowhere.
You're talking about your Mellotron player there, Lord Cornelius Plum. The other members of the band, the Red Curtain, is it? He's the bass player?
He plays the bass guitar and thinks a lot.
And E.I. Owens?
Yes, he's
a very shy member of the band. He actually... He has a full-time job. I mean, the other three of us don't work, but he works for a big oil company. I can't say which one, because...
Like they might have him killed or something.
Do you plan to do any gigs?
Yes, well...
I must say that our manager, Honest Mitch Mengele, says that he's going to set up some dates in places like Wales and Cornwall for us when he gets back from his 2 months holiday in Barbados. I don't know how he can afford it, personally. In the meantime, you know, I'm practicing my mic technique, which is important for live, and we've all clubbed together to buy a liquid wheel projector. But we do plan to do a small tour. We've already got the badges pressed up saying, I've been to the great 54-hour exploding inevitable shopping trolley being... they're very big badges. But we want to do not so much like just gigs, but these sort of multimedia events. You know, there'd be music, which is us, mm-hmm. and there'd be food and mime, you know, and people can come and, like, finger paint on each other or, you know, just bring their ironing.
How do you see your music changing in the future?
Well, who can say? I mean, you know, psychedelic music might last forever and a day, or it could just, like, dry up and blow away tomorrow, but I think I've seen the future. I think I know
which way the Dukes are going to go.
A friend of mine played me a record by a bloke who's so phenomenally musically talented, and he's got such a futuristic image. I just know that he's going to be an enormous influence on the kids when they hear him. He was called
Glitter, Gary Glitter.
John, I think I'm going to have a short word with you after this interview, I tell you. Thank you for talking to us today.
Don't mention it.
What's wrong with your voice, by the way?
I have a cold.
Well, thank you very much.